Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 768. 12 Tips for Beating the Social Overeating Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. And it's the middle of the week, so we're due for a little inspiration. So here we go. Quote, hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anybody else expects of you. Henry Ward Beecher. And now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 12 Tips for Beating the Social Overeating Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. While I've learned to eat much healthier over the last 6 or 7 years, one of my biggest challenges has been overeating on social occasions. There are holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, but there are many more. My kids' birthday parties, going out to dinner with my wife Ava, get-togethers with friends, social gatherings of business colleagues, drinking with best friends. I've always tended to overeat because, one, I'm distracted by conversation and so I eat mindlessly, and two, unlike at home where I've created a healthy eating environment, I tend to be surrounded at these occasions by boatloads of tempting but unhealthy foods. I've gotten better recently though, and have been teaching myself healthier habits. My main habit is simple on the surface, mindful eating. Mindful eating is simply being aware of your eating, of your body's actual hunger signals, as opposed to your brain saying, eat all that sugar and fried stuff. It's also being aware of your urges to eat more when you're not hungry, of your snacking, even when your stomach isn't asking for more. Mindful eating is eating slowly, fully tasting the food, appreciating every bite, being conscious of what you're putting into your body, savoring but not overdoing. Mindful eating, though, can be tough to do when you're distracted by talking to friends and family. So I asked readers on Google Plus to share their tips for beating the social overeating habit. You came up with some great ones. I share these tips in hopes that you'll find them useful during holidays, social gatherings, and beyond. 1. Constant awareness of bodily feedback and sensation. Ask yourself, am I hungry? Do I need more? Being aware of your body's hunger signals is a skill that has been overridden by years of overeating due to food reward properties like sugar, salt, and fat, but it's a skill that can be relearned with practice. 2. Don't go to an event hungry. Eat something healthy and at least somewhat filling before you go. This way, you're less likely to mindlessly snack. This is one of the most popular tips submitted by readers. 3. Eat until you're 80% full. This is a cultural habit that the Okinawans have, and it famously helps them stay healthy well into old age. 4. Don't linger near the food table. Make a conscious choice to eat whatever you want to eat, but don't eat just because other people are eating or because it's convenient. 5. Actually engage socially with someone. If your mouth is talking, you can't be eating at the same time. 6. At a standing event, keep one hand in your pocket and the other holding a glass of water. Unless it's a high-end Romanesque event with personal serving maidens, you can't eat what you can't pick up. 7. Cheat without guilt. For one or two occasions a year, allow yourself to eat as much as you want, which doesn't necessarily mean to stuff yourself, but to eat without thinking too much about consequences. Two big meals on Christmas or similar occasions don't spoil a year-long habit of healthy eating. Don't overanalyze, just enjoy without a bad conscience. 8. Plan behavior beforehand and plan it specifically. For example, if you're going to a place of feasting, like a buffet or a free lunch, make a specific plan for what you will allow yourself to do. For example, plan to eat a good portion of protein, one starch, and lots of green vegetables. With your plan, you can then acknowledge the urge to overeat, but not give in. Be sure to make a specific plan before the event and not on an empty stomach. 9. Place your two palms together. Whatever fits in between is the approximate size of your stomach. Project that onto your plate and put only this much food on it. 10. Drink lots of water and eat slowly. Eating slowly allows you time to hear the faint but clear "enough, enough" cries coming from the belly. 11. Get over the idea of finishing your plate and be stubborn about stopping when you're full. Most people are conditioned from childhood to finish everything on their plate, so they'll keep eating even though they're full. Be warned, though, that other people will sometimes get upset at you for not eating everything. Stick to this response until they move on. "It was great, but I can't fit any more in." And 12, try to count up to 15 chews per each mouthful. That will really slow you down. You just listened to the post titled, 12 Tips for Beating the Social Overeating Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Leo gave credit to those who came up with some of these ideas, so you can check out his sources by checking out the article online. And we always link to the articles in our episode descriptions at oldpodcast.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I just read to you a list of 12 different ways to help prevent you from overeating, and that doesn't mean you need to do all 12 of these things. You should pick one, maybe two max, to try out. And if one or two of those didn't work, then you move on to the other ones, and then you try only one or two of those out. The key is to find what works best for you, what seems intuitive, what seems like it could be a future habit or even like a reflex for you in the future. So as I was reading these to you, you probably went, "Ooh, I like that idea." There was probably at least one that jumped out at you. That's the one you probably want to start with. People always want to know which ones I like to use. For me, I know going to an event hungry is a problem. That's when I'm most susceptible to overeating. And so for me, eating something before I go, something with a little bit of protein, ideally if it's a vegetable or a piece of fruit, something like that with protein, usually does the trick. If I know there's going to be some food there that I know is a problem food for me, like pizza, French fries, or donuts, I usually go in eating a salad first. And so for me, eating a salad takes some of that edge off. The salad creates some volume in my stomach. I'll also drink some water. And then I won't be as tempted to go overboard with all those pizza slices. So I would say both of those are related. I like to plan beforehand as much as I can. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Now, I'm not a big fan, for me, of counting how many bites I take or how long it takes me to choose something. And that's just me. It may work great for you, but that's okay. It's something I've tried, didn't like, and so I moved on and tried something else. And that's what I would encourage you to do as well. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.